now, so I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order for our Flood Control Authority meeting. And we'll just jump right into the minutes from October 14th, 2022. And I entertain a motion to approve those minutes. You should have a copy of them.
Move to approve.
Got a motion?
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion by Gil, a second by Ben. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, today we have our budget public hearing. And that's our next action item. So I guess we can go ahead and, do we want to discuss it first or open it up?
Sure, I think it starts with opening it up for the public.
You open the public hearing.
Okay.
See if anybody wants to address.
Perfect. So I'll go ahead and open the public hearing for the 2023 Flood Control Authority budget. And to those who may have come to speak on this item.
This isn't near as exciting as the county and the city budget. Where are all the people?
This is pretty.
We need
pretty,
to get yelled
pretty,
at.
Pretty
I just want to make sure I give it sufficient time for anybody that might be a little nervous about getting up and saying anything. Well, seeing that there is no comment, then I'll come back and close the public hearing and then come back to the board for discussion. Yes, Commissioner Holmes.
Are we simply approving the tentative 23 budget? Okay, so it's a suggestion. We'll still meet again to finalize it.
I think
this is the final budget.
Okay,
the final
so the one that says tentative up here is old.
Yes, the final.
Yes,
right.
And
okay.
We have approved today.
We have a slight from the tentative to now. We have what one change? Or?
So I did notice that on the agenda there was. So in our last meeting, if you guys look over to page. Second page of the agenda, it was a motion to open tentative 2023 budget and amend the 2022 budget. So we should be approving both of those items.
So we're approving the amended 2022 budget?
Yes.
And
approving the changes to the amended 2022 and also approving the 2023
final budget?
Yes.
Not tentative?
Yes.
So do we need to do those in separate motions?
Attorney, what would you?
It could be a joint.
Yeah, I believe it was a joint when we opened it as well.
Mr. Chair, would you like a motion?
If there's no other discussion, I would love a motion.
So I move that we approve the changes to the amended 2022 Flood Control Authority budget. In addition, approving the 2023 final budget.
Second.
Is that Craig?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Craig. So we have a motion by Commissioner Holmquist and a second by Craig Coates. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Nice. The next item is item number C, the stream gauge agreement that we do every year. And if you're doing that,
this is, we have an agreement with the USGS to keep the stream gauge on the Santa Clara. It's below Gunlock Reservoir on Windsor Dam, down the bridge below Windsor Dam. This gives us real-time flow projections. It's the gauge I use when I send out the 911 calls.
Sometimes real-time. The real-time is...
The more data points we get, the better it'll be.
We might have had all hands on deck. One or two times this year when it wasn't quite.
But this is a gauge that, with my mayor's hat on, I really appreciate because it gives me about 4 hours of notice when I have a major event done that's coming. And we can mobilize staff, we can do things in that period. This summer we mobilized twice. It was a real short peak. It was a very high peak, but it didn't last very long. And so in the 4 hours below the bridge, it attenuated. So you had to go out there and really look for a flood by the time it got to Santa Clara. But the guys were out there.
Monitoring.
So, and it'll get better over time. This is an annual expense. It's in the budget.
And if there was an event with Gunlock full, you know, above Gunlock, it would.
Different story.
I mean, the events this summer came in below the reservoir. Yeah. That's what made me fairly nervous about it, is because I knew the reservoir had lots of capacity, but these events came in below the reservoir.
Yeah.
So you didn't really, all you had was what the JV was telling you. And they had the road closed. The county closed the road to the reservoir on both occasions, so there was.
We hiked the vortex, and there was a lot of water. It was localized, but in just an isolated area, there was a massive amount of water.
Yeah. And it does give us, it does get real time. I mean, we've got a real accurate time frame as to when that's coming through, so.
But it was just pretty local, very isolated.
Mayor, what's the cost again on that?
It's not a. Nine. Suzanne, you got it right there.
I think it was. Yeah, it's in here. I'm
sorry. Like,
$9,865.
So that's something we pretty much do every year. It's a, as these guys said, it's a good.
It is. It's necessary because it affects not only Santa Clara, but it affects St. George, everything coming down to Santa Clara there. So,
Ben, just help me out here. I thought this was the stream gauge on the Red Bridge.
No, this is.
So there, this is a separate one.
This is a new one,
so this is a
that
new
we
one.
Put in 4 or 5 years ago that is on the bridge below Windsor Dam.
So are we paying for two now?
No, this is the only
so
one we paid for.
The one on Dixie Drive?
They paid for that.
So they took that one over there.
Yeah. They, USGS always pays for the one on Dixie Drive. That's been there for quite a while. They took out the one at Gunlock, and that kind of took our eyes away on the upper part of the river, so we asked them if they put one in here to give us some more eyes on the river, and they agreed to pay. They pay 60. Total cost for the gauge for a year is $16,145. The USGS pays $6,280, and the Flood Control Authority pays the remainder, the $9,865. And they do all the maintenance. They do the calibrations. They take care of the post, and you can pull it up on your phone and see what's going on out there anytime.
So it's like transparent.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm hearing that word all the time.
Yeah.
I think we should all not wear clothes.
If a beaver sneaks up there and builds a dam under the bridge,
yeah, oh,
it don't work with the crap.
Mainly what sediment, debris, and everything else does to those, but at least it's.
Yeah, I called Rick and I said, I'm looking at my cell phone and there's 6,000 CFS coming out. I don't know what's going on.
Some kid over there spinning it. I move that we approve the stream gauge agreement for $9,865 USGS.
Second.
Motion by Gil, second by Michelle Tanner. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, is this you, Jay?
Yeah.
So item D.
I sent this out to everybody just right at 5 o'clock. This is probably this is in your email. Basically, this is the 3000 East big drain that we just put in, the one that we're getting ready to start. This area right here comes from along Merrill Road, comes out of Washington City. So because it's a joint project, it qualifies for funding. So we budgeted $400,000 to participate in the cost of that line. So the reimbursement agreement is to pay for some of that. So there's two 54-inch pipes that step out right here in Washington City. They come into St. George, and then this is where the big channel is
By Lynn's.
We're going to, yeah, by Lynn's. We're going to extend that, and then we're getting ready to start this project soon, working with the property reserve on that. But anyway, so this is to help pay for that.
And it's the $400,000 is in the budget you just approved.
Well, that's essential. It makes that property actually worth more because it's not going to flood every day.
Yes.
And it is in your email if you.
Craig, I sent it in your email. It's a little PDF attachment.
So
it's a standard form that we've used on all our projects.
And we've already included that amount, the 400.
What line is it in the budget? It's under St. George Projects.
Yeah, St. George Projects. It's like the last
one. Yeah, second to last one.
Oh, what? There it is. Yeah. St. George City, Washington Fields, Flood Control System.
Yep.
Okay. Will that all be done in, is it going now? Is that all part of this now?
It's under design.
Okay.
Okay, five. No other questions, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion that we approve the Washington Fields Flood Control System. We need an amount on there. It's for
referred to the budget.
We threw an estimate in there of $1.5 million, but it's probably more than that. So we're only paying a small portion of it.
Okay.
Washington City's paying the rest.
Thanks for Washington County. They're contributing the flow of water.
There we go.
Their contribution. The develop is the develop. I guess I got to.
It's not build a pipe with no water.
I heard a motion.
Yeah.
I seconded.
You seconded? Okay, we have a motion by Ben Shakespeare, a second by Commissioner Almquist. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, Susanna, are you doing this?
Yes, for our risk assessment. So every year, state auditor requires that we go through a fraud risk assessment procedure. Basically what it does is just eliminates any type of fraud that could possibly happen within the flood control authority. So our score this year is 335 points, which puts us in a low risk for any fraud. I do recommend that next year we can look at number four, which is our employees and elected officials required to annually commit in writing to abide by statement of ethical behavior. That is a form that gets signed that we can potentially get an additional 20 points, still keeping us in a low risk fraud. That is something that gets notarized, which I will provide for you next year for our next fraud risk assessment.
And did we not do five, or do we not have that as a requirement? I thought we had somebody come in and do the training.
The training?
Yeah, we had come in and do the county to train.
USIP and Snow, Devin.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. And we can, it's every 4 years, so.
I don't think it was for this group, but it was a different.
Yeah,
you have had the training.
No, I think it was in this.
They did it in here.
Yeah, it was in here.
For this year?
Unless the year went by faster than I thought.
And it's every 4 years, so if you.
Oh, it's been done since then.
It's been while I've been here, so.
Perfect. Then I will honor those points.
And talking about a formal audit committee, I know the flood control board uses the county as, but I mean, that's as simple as saying we're going to nominate three people,
three
members, to be a rotating audit committee that is our official audit committee. So I think we should be able to
honor
Ben,
those points as well.
Ben, and Ben.
You're so good, you count for three.
I got three, yeah, exactly. There's another Ben. There's another, yeah. There's
Ben, another Ben, and another Ben.
Ben and Ben.
Triple B audit committee, that's what we're calling it.
Part of the audit committee.
There you go, a volunteer.
Okay. So can you switch hats, though? Can you be a board member?
I'm not a board member. I'm counsel to the board.
I know, but I'm just saying, can one be on the board and be part of the audit committee?
Almost has to be.
Independent.
It seems like that would be a little bit of
conflict.
I don't vote on any of the monies.
Oh, you're saying.
I'm saying three members of the board. I don't see why the city attorney couldn't be on as part of the audit committee, because I don't vote on any.
would be the other two.
Andy's in the Rose Bowl.
Or it could just be three board members. We just need a committee to say if there was a discretion. And it'd be basically working with the finance department at the county.
Okay.
Because the county runs the books. So
right.
So if there was some sort of fraud in our payment and purchasing, who would be the person at the county that would flag that?
We would.
Right, who specifically?
Me.
Okay.
Right.
So it sounds like we got one member of our audit committee.
Okay.
I mean, because we don't want somebody that writes the checks
right.
to be also be on the audit committee.
No. Our AP department takes care of any invoices that come for flood control.
So
we could easily get into the low, very low. We're already low.
You're gonna get to the very low with 20. So,
yeah.
I mean, one of them's four. You assign a written thing that you're gonna abide by ethical behavior. That's a
right.
That's probably the. I mean, that's one.
Sign my name to that, though. I mean, it's
one thing. You're committing.
You're
just committing.
You don't be signing,
but
notarizing.
But no, I
mean, you've got three of them there that are pretty easy, and you only need one of the three to get. Again, I don't know.
Right. So yeah, with so this additional, yeah, for next year. So number five, we'll go ahead and honor because you guys, it's every 4 years, and it looks like you guys have all done the training. So that puts us at 355. So now we move over to the very low risk. So I'll make that adjustment on the fraud risk assessment paperwork.
It says greater than 355. So why don't we?
So we're right in between.
How crucial is it that we get? I mean,
right.
Let's just make a commitment to have it that way next year.
Sure, that's something that we can improve. We can improve on number 4 and 9.
Done.
To official.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we'll be in the very low.
Yes.
Do you want an approval of the fraud risk assessment?
Yes, I would like an approval.
I make that motion to approve.
Second.
So we have a motion by Commissioner Holmquist and a second by Michelle Tanner. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you.
I'm going to a Dixie Tech's meeting, and I just want to say that we're working with our legislators to end all of this in such a multiplicity of ways that we all do this. Granted, boards have one individual that they're on the weed board, that's the only thing they do. Okay, they need to take the ethical thing or whatever.
Right.
But the point being is that we're working on a system where if Michelle takes that fraud risk assessment for one board she's on, she doesn't need to do it again
right. For
a year. And whatever we do. Now that doesn't help much except for a meeting might say it starts at 8 o'clock and we just go through the regular agenda and not all the goofball training. The meeting for those who have not done it starts at 7:30 and they go and conduct it then. And we show up at 8. It's just a ridiculous waste of time because Dougal doesn't trust anybody. This is my pen. I wrote on this paper. This is your paper. I'm returning it. So because I don't want to put a laundry list on that of things I have to do and have Dougal say that I use county funds to do it.
Yeah, now I know. Now I know that.
Why? Sign your name to the
So.
When will be our next meeting?
I don't think you'll need to meet in January, so it would probably be the first Tuesday in February. And we'll let you know if we have agenda items.
Anything that's pressing for it.
Yep.
Okay.
So February 7th?
Thank you, everyone.
First Tuesday.
February 7th.
Okay.
Anything else?
7th. Just kind of remember.
5 o'clock?
Yeah, 5 o'clock. Put it on your calendar.
Is everybody on the email? Are you getting the email for the agendas? Or are you using
I did finally.
Okay, I didn't know if we were getting all that.
Before.
I know you weren't before.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if you're not, let us know. And we'll, if there's somebody that's not getting the email, let us know and we'll get.
And it usually works out because we get here and we see who's here. They're still 30 minutes behind. So we know there's always time to get somebody here.
Yes. So I guess we don't have a quorum, so I don't need a motion to adjourn.
You still got a
quorum. Oh, yeah. So I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Nice. And third. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 All right.